A team of scientists studying the patterns of malaria infection in rural Kenyan villages noticed that despite a gradual reduction of malaria cases in the region, hotspots persisted. The blood-sucking mosquitoes that transmit the malaria parasite to humans breed in water. So the researchers, including epidemiologist David Smith from the Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland, decided to examine the location of those breeding ponds in relation to the most infected villages. Smith and his colleagues described what they found in a study published in the journal Nature Communications.
In this study, what we did is we looked at the locations of aquatic habitats and the locations of humans, and we were trying to find out if there was some kind of clustering, which there should be, and of course there was. But as we looked even closer, what we found was that there was an association between the direction of the wind and the location of where people were at risk.
Smith says that while mosquitoes aren't particularly good flyers, their flight pattern is directed by the scent of a potential human host.
And so we had a hypothesis that scents travel downwind, the mosquitoes were actually tacking across the wind until they found one of those odor plumes and then tacking upwind until they found it. We should expect to find that places with higher risk were upwind of larval habitat.
Smith and his research team studied 642 children living in Kenyan villages after the rainy season when malaria peaks. Janet Midega is a medical entomologist with the Kenya Medical Research Institute and co-author of the study. She says scientists compared the malaria case data with the proximity of stagnant water pools.
What we did find was a lot of the pools of water did have immature mosquito cages, and so we sampled these pools of water. We sampled these mosquitoes and identified them as the mosquito species that is responsible for malaria transmission in the area.
The study found that the shorter the distance from those incubators, the higher the prevalence of malaria. Co-author David Smith says factoring wind into the equation makes it possible to target larval pools downwind from malaria hotspots and so control the disease at its source.
And the philosophy here is just that knowing it better, we might be able to predict the distribution of risk a little bit better, or at least understand what mosquitoes are doing so that we can do a better job of distributing nets or our interventions.
Co-author Janet Midega says while plans are already underway to expand the study in Kenya, replicating it elsewhere presents an obvious challenge.
The applicability of the outcome of these results will be extremely dependent on the local conditions and the mosquitoes that are common in that local environment, so that control measures are tailored for the local epidemiological situation.
So Midega says prevention strategies will depend on where you live, as some 30 to 40 different mosquito species transmit malaria. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.